朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
我们的神是不误事也是不误时的神。
Indeed, our God is a God who does not delay either in matter or in time.
刚才我们已经读过罗马书第六章提到洗礼这件事情。
We just read from the sixth chapter of Romans regarding baptism.
特别请大家注意第六章第四节。
I want to draw special attention to the fourth verse of chapter 6.
保罗在这里说，我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式。
Paul says we were therefore buried with him through baptism into the death, that in order, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life.
保罗接受一个人从外面进到水里，再从水里上来，很生动的描写到一个人与主同死同埋葬同复活的见证。
Paul, using a very moving motif, describes a person united with Christ in the process of dying and rising again.
洗礼一方面代表旧生命的结束。
In a lot of ways, baptism represents the end of a former lifestyle.
另外说出新生活的开始。
But also it indicates a new beginning.
所以保罗在这里说，让我们一举一动有新生的样式。
Paul says, let our new life then reflect that fact.
感谢主，待会儿我们教会有六位弟兄姊妹要在主日崇拜的受洗。
We thank the Lord that in just a few moments, six in the church here will be baptized in Jesus Christ.
20年来，这是第一次在主日崇拜我们有这样的一个洗礼。
Really, in the past 20 years, this is the first time that we have placed the baptismal serviceDuring the worship service.
所以我今天早上用很短的时间特别要勉励这六位的弟兄姊妹。
And so in a short amount of time this morning, I would like to exhort these six brothers and sisters.
接受对他们在洗礼上面的教导的勉励，让我们这些老基督徒也有机会再温习这个洗礼的意义。
Would allow us, in addition to them, also use this opportunity to rehearse or refreshthe meaning of baptism.
更重要的一个目的，我们是盼望一些慕道的、还没有信主的朋友，或者还没有受洗的弟兄姊妹，有机会了解受洗的意义是什么。
But perhaps even more important, we're hoping that those who are not baptized, who are not believers yet, will see and understand the significance, the meaning of baptism.
今天早上我要很快的跟弟兄姊妹从主耶稣在地上所行的三个神迹来看什么叫做新生的样式。
And through miracles that Jesus performed while he was here on earth, I want to look together with you at what exactly means to have a new life.
在四福音里面记载耶稣基督行了35个神迹。
In the four gospels, we have the record of 35 miracles that the master performed.
在35个神迹里面，有3个神迹是跟其他的神迹不同的。
And amongst those 35, there were 3 that were unique.
因为耶稣曾经使3个人从死里复活。
Because in those 3, Jesus caused people to rise from the dead.
这3个神迹主要的主人翁，或者说那3个从死里复活的是谁呢？
But who were these 3 that were resurrected?
圣经告诉我们说，有男的，有女的。
The Bible tells us that there were males as well as females.
有大人也有小孩。
There were adults as well as children.
最特别的就是这3个人呢，他们死的时间长短不一。
Perhaps the most amazing thing is the length after their death in which Jesus raised them were markedly different.
我们看见那管会堂的雅鲁的那个12岁的女儿。
First of all, we read of Jairus' daughter, 12 years old.
她才死不久，她的尸体还停留在家里面。
She had passed away very shortly there before, and so her body was still in the home.
主耶稣让她从死里复活。
And Jesus caused her to rise from the dead.
那个男城寡妇的那个独生的儿子。
The only begotten son of the widow.
在正在要拿到墓地里面去埋葬的过程当中，耶稣让他从死里复活。
It was during the processional to the tomb that Jesus caused him to rise from the dead.
第三个例子，那个伯大尼的那个拉撒路。
And then the third, Lazarus of Bethany.
圣经告诉我们说，他已经在坟墓里面已经放了四天。他的姐姐说，尸体已经发臭了。
And it tells us that he was in the tomb for 4 days, and his sister said that his corpse had a stench to it.
感谢赞美主，耶稣基督。同样的，让他从死里复活。
And we thank the Lord that Jesus Christ allowed him also to rise from the dead.
我们没有时间详细的看这三段记载的细节。
We don't have to look at the details of these three narratives.
但是我愿意从这三段的记载里面看一个共同的事情，就是什么叫做新生的样式。
But amongst these three, I want to look at a common theme, and that is, what does it mean to have a new life?
一个刚刚信主的人。
For those that have just received Jesus Christ.
事实上他不需要经过洗礼，他已经是一个与主同死同埋葬同复活的人。
Actually, they do not have to go through baptism. They already have been buried and resurrected with Christ.
他信主的那一刹那，圣经告诉我们说，他已经是出死入生了。
In the moment that they accept Jesus Christ, the Bible tells us that they have already passed from death.Into life.
但是在洗礼的意义是什么呢
？But yet, then, what is the meaning of baptism?
加强那个出死入生的意义。
I think it emphasizes the process of passing from death into life.
在神和众人的面前做一个公开的见证。
In the presence of God and the multitudes, they're bearing a witness.
教会的弟兄姊妹好像跟他们盖一个图章。
It's almost that we stamp upon them.
也让这些人在神的面前有一个加深的印象。
Allowing these people also to have an increased awareness before God.Of what they're doing.
所以我们看见信主或者洗礼都有与主同复活的意义。
And so we see that believing and baptism all have the meaning of raising with Christ.
所以我们要从这三处的圣经来看到底复活以后的人有一些什么样的现象。
So what are the manifestations of somebody that has a new life from these three we shall see?
请我们先看马可福音第五章。
Shall we turn first of all to the fifth chapter of Mark?
第五章这里提到雅鲁的女儿十二岁从死里复活的一段记载。
Here it records the event of Jairus's daughter being raised from the dead.
我们只看四十三节。
But I only want to look at verse 43 with you.
四十三节说，耶稣切切地嘱咐他们，不要叫人知道这事。下面很重要的一句话，吩咐给他。
In verse 43, he said, Jesus gave strict orders not to let anyone know about this, and then told them to give her something to eat.
我们都知道，吃是一个生命的现象。
We all know that eating is a manifestation of life.
一个小婴孩刚刚生下来，那么他就找食物吃。
A baby that is just born immediately seeks for food to eat.
最近我刚刚从北区回来。
I just returned from the Lowell Church.
我听刘牧师在报告。
And I was listening to Reverend Liu give the announcement.
他说我们的教会最近有 baby boom.
He said that our church recently had a big baby boom.
那么有好几个家庭连续的一个生一个跟着来。
And in a matter of several short spans of time, many gave birth to children.
讲完了以后，他自我解嘲地说了一句话。
And then after saying that, he further enunciated.
他说，但愿我们的教会不是用这样来增长的。
But hopefully our church is not about growth in this fashion.
如果是这样增长的话
if it is by this fashion,
我们应该鼓励每一个家庭多子多孙。
We should encourage each family to have even great or more children.
那么我坐在旁边，他在报告的时候，我在想。
And as I sat on the side thinking as he was announcing.
其实，当我们信主的家庭多生孩子，到底还是有他一点贡献在里面。
In fact, there is some benefit for believers to have more children within the church.
待会你们会看见那六位受洗的，有几位是在我们教会的家庭里面长大的，信主的家庭长大的孩子。
In a moment when those come forward to be baptized, you will see that some were raised in Christian homes and are being baptized.
一个小 baby, 一个小婴孩寻找食物。
A child looks for food.
不只是生命的现象。
Not only is it a manifestation of life,
也是生存的条件。
It is also a requisite for existence.
它不只是吃，是代表它有生命。
Not only does this baby eat to represent life,
而且它吃可以带来属灵的 成长。
My eating also brings about a further growth.
我不会忘记十二年前。
I will not forget some 12.
我们教会迫切同心的为李明哲弟兄的儿子祷告。
We prayed reverently as a church for Brother Michael Lee's son.
他刚生下来。
He was just born.
发现他不能吃。
And found out that he couldn't eat.
他一吃进去以后就吐。
After eating, immediately he would throw up.
到一个地步，他没有办法有食物进去。
And it got to the point where he could not consume any food.
查不出什么原因。
And yet they could not find the problem.
我记得教会迫切地为他祷告。
And remember, we prayed fervently for him.
弟兄姊妹，不要小看我们祷告的力量。
I pray that we will not belittle our prayer effort.
我们常常在属灵的经历里面，我们做一个健忘的人。
Often in our spiritual experience, we become forgetful.
当我准备的时候。
And as I was preparing,
想到十二年前的往事。
I thought of 12 years ago, the event then.
后来我们祷告的结果。
And we prayed and the result. The doctors diagnosed
在他的肚子里面
in his stomach
有一段的肠没有肠子没有生好
that there his intestines did not develop correctly.
后来找到了毛病就开刀手术就把那个肠子打通或者把它接起来
And after the diagnosis, an operation was done and performed, and the problem was alleviated.
常常看见玉能小弟弟在教会里面又蹦又跳的时候
And often seen today, Yuneng running.Around the church,
我都不好意思怎么样骂他。
I don't even know how to begin to rebuke him.
因为我知道这个孩子是我们经过了祷告把他带回到人间来的。
I know that it was through our prayers that this little child was brought back into life.
不能吃或者不要吃，都说出生命的问题。
Not being able to eat or not wanting to eat all indicate a problem with one's life.
一个小婴孩是这样，一个属灵的婴孩也是一样。
A child of a physical nature is thus, as well as a spiritual baby.
保罗用灵奶和灵粮来讲到圣经。
Paul often refers to the Bible as spiritual food or meat or spiritual milk.
读经用吃灵粮来比喻是很有意思。
Actually, to use reading the Bible as consuming spiritual nutrition is a very interesting motif.
提醒我们什么呢？
And I think it reminds us of.
请大家注意。
I want you to notice.
读圣经不只是理性和知识的吸收而已。
Reading the Bible is not merely confined to an intellectual or an operation of the brain.
读圣经应该像吃东西一样。
It should be like consuming food.
要跟我们的生命调和。
It intermingles with our life.
要在生活上能够表露出来。
It is something that is manifested in our life.
我也不会忘记，我不知道为什么在准备这篇信息的时候一直想到往事。
I don't know why it is that in preparing this message,I thought often of past events.
他们说你如果听见一个人讲话，一天到晚讲往事，证明他老了。
Often they say if you always refer to things in the past, you indicate your aging process.
所以我在准备的时候发现是有一点，开始有一点老态。
I found that I'm beginning to have shades of gray.
我想到 MIT 一位学生。
And I thought of a student at MIT.
有人对他很有负担。
Many had a great burden for this person.
但是跟他传福音很难。
And yet they found it very difficult to share the gospel.
因为这个人心不只是很硬。
Not only was this person carrying a hard heart.
而且这个人非常非常强，有佛教的背景。
He also had a very deep background in Buddhism.
你跟他讲圣经。
And so in sharing the gospel with them.
他跟你讲佛经。
He would share from the Buddhist Bible.
你要想办法带他信主，他要想办法带你信佛。
And you, in wanting him to believe in Jesus Christ, he would seek to cause you to believe in Buddha.
长话短说，带他信主不容易。
To make a long story short, it was a difficult process.
但是我们看见神的爱至终感动了他。
And yet we see God's love in the end moving his heart.
他接受了主。
And he accepted Jesus.
他信了耶稣。
He became a Christian.
你知道他信了耶稣以后怎么样？
You know what happened after he became a Christian?
六个礼拜的时间。
In 6 weeks' time.
他把圣经读完了一遍。
He went through the Bible once.
六个礼拜把圣经读完一遍。
Six weeks through the Bible once.
他不是随随便便读。
And yet he did not do it casually.
那个时候这样讲，我不知道，我不晓得他到底读了多少。
And at that point in time, I really wasn't sure how much or how carefully he had read.
经过了多年。
And yet after a process.
他现在不在我们中间。
He is no longer in our.
他现在在圣地亚哥。
He is now in San Diego.
在两个月前，我接到他一封信。
In 2 months ago, I received a letter from him.
他说李牧师。
He said, Reverend Lee.
谢谢你们一直谢谢教会一直为我祷告。
Thank you for the church's continued prayer.
现在时候已经到了。
The time has now come.
我在过去这些年来。
In these past few years,
我代职去读神学。
I have gone to seminary on a part-time basis.
我今年我已经神学毕业了。
I have now graduated from seminary.
从九月开始。
And from September on,
神预备了我，也预备了我爱人的心。
God has prepared me as well as my wife.
我们九月要全时间出来侍奉主。
In September, we will come out in full-time ministry.
弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我不能不回头来看这件事情而数算神的恩典。
I could not but think of God's grace in the past.
人为什么会软弱
？Sometimes men people are weak.
因为我们只看片段。
Because we only see a segment.
我们没有看全部。
We do not see the whole picture.
当我们只看他。顶撞不肯接受神的那个片段的时候
，When we only see that one segment in which he was so antagonistic against us,
我们会灰心气馁的不得了。
We would become very discouraged and low hearted.
且回过头来看他这十几年神在他身上的工作
，Yet in reflection over these past 10 years of God's work on his life,
看见他的生命的成长
，We see his growth.Life.
我心里面是很大的感动。
Indeed, I am deeply moved.
是从吃开始的。
It began from eating.
六个礼拜把圣经吃完一遍。
Six weeks consuming the Bible.
今天我们对读经有什么样的态度
？I wonder what our attitude is to reading God's word today.
我看到一句话说。
I read this following.
他说不是我读圣经。我常常发现圣经在读我。
Often it is not the case of I reading the Bible, but the Bible reading me.
这是真正读圣经的态度。
I think this indeed is the proper attitude we should have.
因为他越读圣经，越从圣经认识他自己。
Because the more we read the Bible, the more we become to realize who we are.
越读圣经，生命有越多的突破和增长。
The more we read the Bible, the more in our life we have new beginnings and breakthroughs.
不信上帝的伏尔泰
the person Voltaire, who did not believe in God,
他曾经预言过
he once prophesied this.
他说他死了以后一百年
he said after 100 years of after his death,
就是他的著作要代替圣经的地位
that his works, his manuscripts or his books would take the place of the Bible.
他说圣经可以找到
he said the Bible can be found.
到博物馆去找。
But you would have to find it in a museum.
没有想到伏尔泰死了25年以后。
And yet, it's hard to believe that in 25 years after Voltaire's death,
伏尔泰他自己住的地方，讲那句话住的地方，成为日内瓦这个发行圣经的这个出版社。
It's hard to believe that in 25 years after his death.The very place that he made such a statement became the publishing house in Geneva for Bible.
要讲读圣经，今天讲不完。
To speak of reading the Bible, there would be no end this morning.
这个孩子起来的时候，耶稣吩咐给他东西吃。
And so we see when this child was raised, Jesus commanded them to give this child something to eat.
请我们看路加福音第七章。
And then turning over to the 7th chapter of Luke.
我们看见主让第二个人从死里复活。
And here we see the second person whom Jesus caused to raise from the dead.
请我们看十五节。
Looking at verse 15 of chapter 7.
路加福音第七章十五节，那死人就坐起并且说话，耶稣便把他交给他的母亲。
It says there that in verse 15 that the dead man sat up and began to talk, and Jesus gave him back to his mother.
Began to talk.这里给我们看见一个复活的生命，第二个现象。
Here we see the second characteristic of a resurrected life.
说话
，speaking.
一个活过来的人
，somebody that has been resuscitated.
一个正常活过来的人
somebody that has been normally or a normal person.
他会说话。
He would be able to, or she would be able to speak.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持， 与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。